Today's devotional is based on 2 Samuel chapter 7, verses 1 to 17, and it was written by the Reverend Michael Wallace. When we step into the story of David and learn about his desire to build a house for the Lord, we might nod our heads and think, of course, the mighty King David should be the one to build a house for the Lord. This makes sense. At first, even Nathan the prophet is on board with David's plan. Yet, the word of the Lord comes to Nathan, declaring that David is not the one to build God's house. Eventually, we learn that when David dies, his son shall build a house for God's name. As we meditate upon this passage, we might find ourselves in David's shoes. We seem to be God's appointed person to do some exact thing, but we find out that God has other plans. May this serve as a reminder to us that the work of the church is not squarely on our shoulders, but it is ultimately up to God. Moreover, sometimes our job is to lay the groundwork for someone else's project that we may never see to completion. In this Advent season, when we talk so much about waiting, we learn that David too had to wait. Except that David would not behold God's house during his life. May this passage serve us today so that we might recognize our limitations. God's plans will sometimes be realized through us, but other times apart from us. Even when the days are short and our hopes are dashed, may we be reminded that God is in control and will bring about this beautiful story of salvation for us and for the whole world. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Almighty God, so often we feel the weight of ministry on our shoulders. Help us to recognize that you are in control and that it is not all up to us. In this Advent season, may we rest in the assurance that your plans will ultimately be fulfilled. May we find hope in the end of the story, and may it give meaning to our work today. Through your Son, Jesus the Christ, we pray. Amen.